Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Today, my guest is Juan Ayala. Before I bring him on, just a couple of announcements. You can always get new regular episodes free on Rockfin, Odyssey, and all podcast platforms. Check us out on Rockfin. It's where you get all our premium content, regular shows, and all of the amazing content from every creator on Rockfin. Definitely check out all the podcasts we're featuring on the Forbidden Knowledge Network. You get those all on our website, forbiddenknowledge.news. Follow us on Facebook. Those links are all in the description. And finally, check out C60 Purple Power, maybe the most powerful antioxidant known to man. The benefits are amazing, but you need to check it out for yourself. Click the link in the description. You can get up to 10% off your order plus free shipping when you use that link. Today, I want to welcome Juan Ayala. He is an avid researcher, truth seeker, podcaster, and host of the Juan on Juan podcast. Since he was young, he was raised in a religious household, forcing him to question many things growing up. He eventually broke out of that matrix, and because of his hunger for knowledge, his podcast was born. The Juan on Juan podcast is a show where he talks about life, current events, esoterica, conspiracy theories, and other mysteries of the universe. He has interviewed a variety of guests on his show, including artists, authors, musicians, and conspiracy theorists. His goal with creating his podcast is to ask the hard questions and to share knowledge on certain esoteric subjects. Juan, welcome. How you doing?
What's up, bro? Thank you for having me on, man. I'm a fan of the show, so it's pretty exciting that I get to be on.
Oh, of course, man. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed being on your show. I've been on there a couple of times, and I've been looking forward to tonight. We got a lot to talk about. Since we last spoke just a couple of months ago, we got even more shifts of the narrative and more of this dystopian playbook emerging to enslave the masses. And there's never a dull moment when it comes to our new, you know, conspirality that we're looking at. And you, of course, cover many of the same talk about. This is your first time on, though. I'd love to hear really what got you started down your path.
You kind of broke up there for a second.
Yeah, I think my mic just broke up. Yeah, I was saying this is the first time on the show. I'd love to hear for you to talk about what got you started down your path.
Well, in my bio, for those that are going to hear at the beginning of this, for the longest time, I grew up in a very religious household, Pentecostal Christian, and we all know how religions can be, right? It's whatever fits the narrative, this is what you do. You don't question it. When you question it, you're ruled a heretic, right? Just not long ago was the church condemning people and calling them heretics for thinking that the earth revolved around the sun, right? So my journey has been that, just slowly awakening, coming out of that world, and just being able, when I finally was able to question things and look deeper and seeing that there was other gospels for certain scriptures and other ideas, it really just opened up the can of worms, if you will, for me. And it started with, you know, the Bermuda Triangle when I was in elementary school, and just things like that always piqued my interest. I was always interested in Bigfoot and the paranormal. And there was always that seed in me, but again, I was being indoctrinated all at the same time, and I was finally able to leave that, right? I was able to start reading and start making choices and come up with ideas myself.
Right on, man. Now, when it comes to our modern situations that we're in, when did you start to realize that the narratives they were trying to push and everything that started in 2020 is not really what they were trying to portray there?
You really want to know what did it for me, bro? And I'm in Florida. And I think Florida has been the most normal state out of all the states. We did lock down for a little bit, but us Floridians, we really don't care, right? So we're just buck wild. Out here's the wild, wild west. Thank you to our great governor, especially Ron DeSantis. But what really did it for me, the nail in the coffin, and I don't want people to think that I don't believe in it. I do believe there's something. I know of people who have gotten it and who some have died, some have not. et cetera, et cetera. But the nail in the coffin for me was when I look around in these Walmart parking lots and I see these rapid COVID tests for free, little tents and some guy out of the back of his minivan. And I go, this is the most dangerous pandemic, one of the most dangerous viruses ever. And yet they're giving free tests out in the parking lot of Walmart. And it's like this little guy with his little tent. And it's like, who's paying for that, right? Who, dude, this is the craziest. This is a new market for these people. And obviously the new, Omicron variant? It sounds like some sort of transformer or something like that. My son loves Transformers. So I'm like, Omicron, you know what I mean? It's like this new. So, and you see it, bro. I'm into crypto. I'm into stocks. You see how they crash the market. They buy the dip and then they just rent and repeat and they're just getting richer and richer. But the nail in the coffin for me was that the rapid test now in the parking lot of Bravo on just some local street here in Florida. And I'm like, seriously, this is the most dangerous thing ever. And what they locked us down for and what they're still locking people down for. And I don't want people to think that I'm some denier, anti-vaxxer, whatever you want to think. I'm not. I do believe that there's something out there. But if we pull out, and you, Chris, you know, if you pull out that laundry list of things that the government has done in the past to experiment on its people, right, and to lie to its people, we would be here all night if we go one by one, right? So how is this any different? It's not any different. It's just a new market for them to be able to push their dude. They're lining their pockets, you know.
Well, what's different, and I think what it may be to their detriment, is they're going way too fast with this. They're trying to pull out way too many of their stops without any, you know, I think that they right now they're backed into a corner and they're trying to fight us off with anything they can find around us. I think they're feeling the pressure of people waking up and realizing that all of this has been a ruse, that all of this nonsense has been, just like you said, to line their own pockets. And I think that they're trying to just push it to where we believe that they still have a chance to get one over on us. But I think they've already lost this game. And I think that it shows in their desperation, you know, just like you said, with the Omicron variant or whatever the fuck it is, you know? It's ridiculous, and people aren't going for it anymore. At least the people that I know, and beyond, that there's more and more people waking up to this bullshit every day because I believe they're moving so fast. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that since the very beginning, and I don't know if we talked about on my podcast the whole going back and using the things that we hear that were 200, 300 years ago, you know. Or not 200, 300 years ago, but from the year 200 and 300, stuff that Plato was talking about in the Republic, how they would understand how certain things would talk to the psyche of people. And I think it goes back to the same thing where they're trying. I've heard it called mimetic occultism before, where they use certain propaganda to talk to the soul on a deeper level. And I think by keeping a people suppressed and worried about survival, what they do in North Korea, right, where the people are starving and they're too worried about finding their next meal to worry about overthrowing the government. I think that's what keeping us with all these variants and all this BS over and over, the rinse and the repeat, right? The what's it called? The Hegelian dialectic, where they present a problem, solution, you know what I mean? It just keeps going. It's just what they do over and over again. And I like to call them reptilian overlords because I do like to think that they're lizards. It brings me back to a lecture of Manly P. Hall, where he says the people who he was talking about, the Illuminator, right? The Illuminati, they're of this, they're living in this world, but they're not of this world. And it's like, wait, what are you getting at, right? Like, what are you saying? And by keeping a people always suppressed, how Plato wanted to take away certain notes and certain arts in society so it wouldn't inspire people to break free. I think that's what they're doing now. I think they're withholding us. That's why they want to lock us down so we don't find and use the arts, right, as some sort of expression and being able to break out of the matrix, because I use hobbies for one to be able to kind of distance myself from that. But now when they lock you down, you where is it that you need some vaccine passport to pump gas? Well, you know what I mean? You got these people. It's a cult, bro. You got these people who worship these leaders. I'm talking about Fauci, the president, these political parties. You have Fauci talking about how I am science. Like, I am. If you talk bad about Fauci, you're talking bad about science. Like, dude, who are you? What are you going to be saying? That you're Jesus next, you know, coming up here soon? Like, hey, you know, I'm actually the Messiah. Like, what's next? You know what I mean?
Well, like, this new science has become like the new religion, the new cult. You know, people are fine following it blindly.
Yes. Yes. And then you have the cesspool of Twitter and Reddit, right? And it's just so much because I don't know if they're using this AI to really make fake accounts and tweet about this stuff. Because the stuff that you see is like such paradoxes. Like, you're talking about this lady who wants the unvaccinated to die, but then to only leave the caring and loving people on this earth. I'm like, wait a minute, you just wish death upon people and then you want those people to just be the only ones to stay? Like, what is, you know, this is some messed up simulation, right? The reptilians need to hit reset, because I think this is, like you said, I think it's unfolding faster than they thought.
Yeah, but they've done a great job psychologically damaging people, like you said, you know, then brainwashing people.
Dude, I was riding my mountain bike this weekend.
Yeah.
In a mountain bike park in the middle of woods, a forest. There was a dude on a bike with a mask on.
Yeah.
I go, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah, like, it's the fear factor. It worked. You know, it worked for me.
That brainwashing. And sometimes, I mean, it's that conditioning, right? Like when they would condition the dog with the bell, there's an experiment with the bell or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. And as long as people, because the Soviet Union, the whole reason that they existed and they kept continuing was because people were conforming and doing what they were told through peer pressure. It wasn't the actual government pushing things upon people. It was their peer pressure and people who would conform to these ideologies and laws and stuff like that. But I feel that there's too many sheeple and not enough wolves, if you will, to be able to. I was having a conversation with somebody about that, but I don't know, dude. I think that they are running out of things to use, because how many times can you use the same shit, man? Like, variant after variant. We're going to get tired of it, and people are starting to realize it's BS. They've changed the definition of who's vaccinated and who's not. And I think it's going to just keep going down that way until people just go, you know what? This is it. This is, you know, I draw the line. This is where I draw the line.
Yeah. Yeah. They underestimated, you know, the intelligence of a lot of people, because you're right. People aren't going to want to get 3, 4, 6, 10 booster 16. Shots, you know, keep going down the line. You mentioned psychotic lizards, you know, how you think that these leaders are pretty much psychotic lizard people. And I could agree with that 100%. But what baffles me is, you know, there is a human aspect to these people, if they're humans at all. I've never met a human that could want to exterminate 90% of the human race, that would ever have these ideas on eugenics. Like, some of the things behind the agendas going on right now, it points to these people being psychopaths. And of course, you can't help but think, yeah, they're reptilians. They can't have human aspects, but you know, there's a lot of evil fucking humans here too. But I'm wondering, what do you think about that aspect of the hidden hand, of the occult, of that they're using ritual magic to control the masses, and then there's a dark kind of satanic aspect to it. Do you go down that route, or do you think it's all just human evil?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it does go back. You mentioned eugenics. That's a play. That's an idea in the Republic too, right? That's something that they talked about. And I think it's all some sort of psychological warfare mixed in with some occult practices, because I do believe in the occult. I don't practice, but I do believe that there is some other forces that, given the right circumstances through alchemy or rituals, whatever you want to call it, you're able to tap into something else. And I think that's what a lot of the ancients talked about and were able to do, such as the ancient Egyptians and these ancient mystery schools. We can't deny the fact that maybe it's not like, you know, Harry the Potter type of magic, but there is something in there like this, maybe, dare I say, some divine spark, right, that we have, that we're able to tap into these other higher and lower vibrational things. And I think that these certain people, they tap into the lower vibrational aspects of things. And I think that our energy is being mined for, you know, the fear, the anxiety, the depression, all this stuff. I think it is being mined. And when you mention the satanic aspect of it, you know, a lot of people kind of like look away or turn it off because it's QAnon, right? Because I think we've had all right. these psyops society that kind of discredit, you know, when you tell somebody, oh, you know, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Well, I don't like to think of it that way. I like to think of it like alternative thought, right? Because let's not forget that the term conspiracy theorist did come from the CIA to discredit individuals that were speaking out against them. Because at the end of the day, somebody on my podcast just said that even if it is a conspiracy, it's some sort of truth, you know, regardless of the fact it's either, you know, an exaggerated piece of the truth or, you know, a mission of certain things, but there's always that little mustard seed of truth in there. But I do believe that these, you know, reptilian-esque individuals, I believe that there is some sort of occult aspect. And I do 100% believe that they, through workings, are able to make deals, if you will, with certain entities. And, you know, the term daemon is a very loaded term. It can mean either angel or demon. And like I said, the ancients were onto something. They did recognize this aspect of this reality, if you will. That's why I'm a firm believer in the law of attraction. That's why I think we live in a simulation. I think that this is some sort of, you know, René Descartes, he believed that the soul and the body were two separate things. And I believe that the consciousness is just being transmitted to the brain. It's not, I don't think we create that. I think it's a little bit too perfect to be able to, you know, it's not just coincidence, if you will. And I think there is a God, right? I think that there is somebody pulling the strings, the architect, if you will, because things are a little bit too perfect. And I don't know, maybe that's the Christian in me speaking, right? But I do think that the universe is God. I don't think that he should be labeled, you know, take your pick, monad, Buddha, Krishna, Jesus, whoever you want, right? Muhammad, whoever you want, you can take your pick out of all these different cultures, you know, at different times who had the same guy, you know, Quetzalcoatl had the same guy over and over again, right? As maybe he was Fauci, who you know, who the fuck knows, like,
right,
that,
yeah,
that's some guy who would claim, you know, he was the Messiah. But I do think that there's some occult aspect to everything that people are able to tap into, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, you mentioned people turning away, and they do. They don't want to, you know, admit that there's something, you know, beyond. Lots of times, especially with our leaders, but they believe in this stuff. They certainly do. They certainly practice it. There's definitely proof of that. And when it comes to the nature of our reality, that's a huge discussion amongst, you know, I guess you could say, conspiracy communities, because we have no idea really what our reality is. We know that for sure NASA lies to us about everything. I am in no way a flat earther. I'm in no way a round earther. I don't claim to be in anything because I don't know. You know, I've subscribed for years that we're, you know, on a spinning ball headed, you know, hurling through space, and we're in a solar system surrounded by other planets, and it goes on infinitely. And there's, you know, recent discoveries of many other dwarf planets, which it could be 100% true or it could be 100% false. I have no idea. I find it interesting that there's so much fakery coming from NASA. Why would they have to fake so much if they're really going out there and taking these photos and you know, showing us what's out in space? But I find it interesting, the whole situation with Project Paperclip and the yes. Nazi scientists that we brought over, and Wernher von Braun, and what he put on his tombstone about the firmament, and the fact that there's no real good arguments to be heard between astronomers, astrologers, and people who want to debate the shape of the planet. I mean, it would be easy, right, for astronomers and astrologers to come on and tear these guys up, but they don't. And I find that very interesting because there's a lot of interesting arguments on both sides. I just tend to think during these days, we're just some kind of simulation, just like you said, that reality isn't really physical. It's highly malleable and manipulatable. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that this is, you know, that we're on a physical planet or more of like a simulated reality that could be maybe just like a realm or something?
Yeah, so that Bible verses, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament sheweth his handiwork, if that's how you say it. Psalms 19:1. Yes. So I think that we can see it, right? Where the light, the eye can only pick up 0.0025 of the light spectrum or something like that. We can't see infrared. We can't see all these, you know, ultraviolet. We can't see certain types of light. So I would 100% beyond the realm of that. Maybe we are in some holographic universe. You've had a lot of philosophers talk about, and the Gnostics too, about this force, right? Pulling this veil over humanity's eyes and putting them in some false reality, right? Like in 2001 Space Odyssey, HAL in Coptic means simulation. The Gnostics, right, you know, talked about the simulation and the demiurge, where we have this one central entity controlling everything. And all the movies that we see, bro, like the newest Matrix is coming out soon. And I love movies, right? So, and I've always said, and this is from Manly P. Hall, symbols are the language to the soul. And so when they put all these symbolism and all these things in the movies, when they put all these symbols and things in movies, they're actually, they're saying something to you. They don't just do it just because. I feel that they do it because they're trying to, right? We talked about these reptilians. They put things out in the open, right? The black and white, the checkered board, where it's like hidden in plain sight type of thing. They put out all these movies with all these symbols for a reason, right? They I believe it's an occult practice where you need to, you know, show what you're doing. And I think, yeah, we are in some sort of holographic universe, because if you think up certain things, they come true. That's what meditation is. That's what prayer is, intention. And if you're able to train yourself just enough, you're able to manifest things. Even if it's like a dumb thing, right? How many times have you been thinking of something and it pops up? Is it coincidence? Is it not? Is it an actual thing that happened to you? You know what I mean? Like, it's too perfect for it to be just because, right? And again, we see it in all these movies. Did you finally see Free Guy? I think we talked about it on my podcast.
Yes, I did. That was excellent. Yeah,
he's finally able to break out of that matrix through what? Through the gnosis, through the knowledge of the programmer that programmed him, and he saw that he was like, "What am I doing here? What are we doing?" And I think that's where humanity is. Like, they're just, they've demystified language and done all these things to take power away from us. This humanism movement has, you know, through the church and through AI, through the singularity, I think they're taking away power from us as humans and giving it more now to what Elon Musk's Neuralink. And there's people who are just, dude, there's some people who are, that's another cult. There's people who are just so hyped for that. Like, yeah, I can't wait to connect my brain into a computer. It's like, dude, you know that they get viruses and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, this is not safe, bro. Haven't you seen The Matrix, dude? Like, come on, bro. It's been like how many years since that movie's been out and you haven't seen that movie? The computers aren't, the Terminator, the computers are not good. And I think that's where we're headed, because a lot of this stuff can be attributed to the AI if you really think about it, right? How many people did they say were going to die at the beginning of this thing? Oh, why? Oh, because of the AI that we ran. The AI that we ran said that there's going to be millions of people who are going to die.
Right.
And we trust the AI. Until when do we draw the line, bro, of, hey, we need to maybe not trust the computer so much and step back and kind of like analyze like, hey, maybe we should start over. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, it's obvious that the desired direction is towards a technocracy. They're trying to get people relied more on material things. They're trying to kind of shun people away from certain types of spirituality. That's why I think that they're, you know, places like China, you know, they're trying to ban the Bible. You know, they're trying to adopt a lot of these policies to get rid of religion and get rid of people's spiritual thinking. I think that's a huge part of what we're seeing a lot with some of these jab agendas, unfortunately. I think that what we could be seeing is a way of locking people in a certain state of frequency. And this would be a great way to do that, because I think they're terrified of the awakening that's happening right now in the direction that people's consciousness is going. And what better way to stifle that? I mean, we've heard Bill Gates's TED talk about getting rid of the God gene, getting rid of spirituality in people through a vaccination. What are they doing now? They're trying to vaccinate the world with this thing. So, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that's what they're doing, but it's kind of fucking creepy when you look at the big picture of some of this stuff, right?
My favorite verse is Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. You can take that last part out, because heavenly realms could be anything. It could be, like you said, maybe this other firmament that the ancients were talking about, but just how everything else, I think they've taken it and perverted it and made it into, unfortunately, a business, right? Religion is a business. That's what a lot of people don't understand, just how the vaccines are a business. Could you imagine having what better business model, right? The people who make the traps make the laws, and it's like, hey, we need to sell this stuff. What better way than to mandate it to people? But last I checked, you know, I have an American flag behind me, and we're in the United States of America. We're not in Nazi Germany or Mussolini Italy or Mao China, right? This isn't some sort of communist, you know, government regime. Well, not yet, at least, right? Never say never.
Right.
But you see these paradoxes, like, you know, lock travel from Africa, but don't lock our borders down. It's like, where do we draw the line? And I think people are starting to see, unfortunately, the hard way, that these people don't have our best intentions in mind. And I don't think they've ever had them in mind. Like the latest, I don't know if you saw, they're doing pain experiments on monkeys off some island of South Carolina, North Carolina. Fauci, yeah. A lab run by Fauci. They're doing these experiments on monkeys where they will see what their pain tolerances are. And it brings me back to Pythagoras, where he said, if man is able to crush even one piece of sand, he will eventually destroy himself. Right. Oppenheimer, when he said, you know, I have become the destroyer of war, it's the same thing. Eventually we find a way to, that's why sometimes I don't think it's going to be the AI. I think it's going to be just man finding a way to end it. Because we're a cancer to this world, man. And I took mushrooms one time and they let me know that.
Hey, yeah, they do that. Yes, man.
They were just, dude, I was watching this documentary. And you know the elephant seals, right? The ones with the big trunks. The global, right? If you want to believe in global warming, because that's the thing with conspiracy theories, right? It's all over the place. The global warming has gotten so bad that the ice and the snow gets higher and higher in these mountains for these animals. So these seals that weigh like 2 tons are climbing higher and higher and higher on these mountains until they're not supposed to be up there. So they end up falling to their deaths. And I remember tripping my balls off on mushrooms one night, watching this. And all I could think was to my, I'm like, why are there so many of them? There's so many seals. And then I go, these poor seals are just looking for somewhere to be in their dude, I'm crying while I'm watching this. And I go, these seals are dying because of us. We're a cancer to this world. We destroy it. There's so much pollution and so much damage. And maybe this is, you know, if it didn't come up in some sort of lab, maybe this is the way the world is able to purge itself, right? Maybe it was natural or not, right? I would like to believe that it is, because I don't want, you know, a lot of people, you tell them a certain thing, and when you tell somebody an idea that goes against their narrative and against their core beliefs, it shakes them, right? It just destroys them. So when you tell them, oh yeah, this was made in a lab and they were doing gain of function research on this sort of stuff, no, my government would never do that. It's like, well, unfortunately, bro, I hate to tell you this, but I think that they've already done way worse than this. And that's the stuff that we know about, bro. Imagine the stuff that we don't know about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're definitely a cancer, and we've, you know, there's great things about the human race and there's awful things about the human race. Humans can be disgusting monsters and we can be, you know, beautiful creations. But I think that what could be happening right now is our consciousness as a collective wanting to come back to that source, wanting to go back to light, wanting to go back to what's right, and getting away from this evil and this technocracy and this darkness that's trying to drag us down. And as a collective, we might be creating a lot of extra turmoil to get us to that point of evolution right now, because I don't think we can evolve without a little bit of turmoil, and we have to learn from our mistakes. And, you know, we've gone through many, many, you know, stupid periods and growth periods, and that we're not learning fucking fast enough. So maybe our consciousness is creating a little bit of extra conflict to get us there. I don't know. What do you think about that?
So you're thinking maybe it's like some sort of the natural evolution of things, like how they say, calm seas don't make a good sailor type of thing.
Right. Could be, you know?
Yeah, I could get with you on that one, where again, the world and but we can't deny the fact, how you said, this technocracy, where maybe these elites are taking advantage of it. Maybe they already do know what's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. Is it really the future of, you know, what's going to happen? Because what's always blown my mind away was when they talk about, right, the quantum computing, where they go, oh, this computer is 10,000 years faster than the other one. It's like, wait a minute, how do you know it's 10,000 years? Do you have a time machine? Did you go in time and see that it was 10,000? You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, it's according to the calculations that we have here. Google had a computer, and I always said, pay attention to the symbolism. The computer name was Sycamore, and the Sycamore tree is, in mythology, in Egyptian mythology, is to connect the living world with the world of the dead. And we've had people like Geordi Rose from quantum, you know, D-Wave computers, talking about how they literally reach into other dimensions in order to calculate. Because if you look at anything that's quantum physics, it is fucking crazy. You know, quantum tunneling, quantum entanglement, quantum whatever. It is wild. If you really sit down and you analyze it, you go, wait a minute, this is magic. You know, what they're doing at CERN, dude. Yeah. They're trying to find the God particle, right? And the whole quote is the goddamned particle. But this particle that has a different mass, and depending in which dimension it's in. So if they're able to find a different mass of it, they're able to tell that they've already tapped into some other dimension. And you have these guys talking about opening up portals to have the, you know, the Cthulhu's great old ones coming through.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe these are things that have wrenches thrown into them, but I just can't deny the fact that these guys are up to some fuckery, if you will.
Well, if you think about this, you know, they're always going to be years and years ahead of what they're telling us about, you know, but some say 50, some say 100, some say even more. So if you think that they're telling us that they're already doing this and this and this quantum tunneling, and they're summoning the old ones, like Geordi Rose says, and they're already doing all, they're telling you that means they've done this like 50, yeah, 100 years, you know, before they're even telling us about this. So they probably already have delved into the darkest of the dark. They've, you know, they're probably S and Devil D all day long. You know, they know how to get in touch with these entities probably. Yeah. So it's kind of terrifying to know what we could really be into, with the darkest levels of DARPA and our military industrial complex. I mean, they've got operations on Skinwalker Ranch right now, God, Lord knows what kind of, you know,
have you been there?
Crap that, no, I haven't, but I know that there's major, you know, military industrial operations, secret stuff going on over there. And, you know, people involved that can't talk about what the hell they're doing there. You know, they have the History Channel show where they show you little bits and pieces to make money for, you know, that probably funnels to the CIA. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But these, you know, if they're telling you that they're doing all this crazy shit, who knows what the hell they're really doing, what's already been done, and what is making up the fabric of our reality these days, right?
Yeah. Did you ever see, and shout out to Ryan Burns. I've had him
on the other day.
You got it, right? You've had him on.
Yeah.
He has property out there, and I've always wanted to go out there, but I'm just so scared because of all these stories that they talk about. Like you said, they signed NDAs.
Yeah.
To non-disclosure. Yeah. And NDAs to when they go somewhere and it's like, wait a minute, what could you possibly see that you need to sign some sort of document and you're not even able to talk about it or even hint at talking about it? Is it really that wild? But again, I think that either these are places where the veil is thin, right? The firmament is thin and things are able to slip through some way, or what if they are like, you know, I think it was Sigmund Freud talked about their projections of our psyche, right? Of our subconscious, of the dark self, because it was, who was the other one? It was Sigmund Freud and the other guy, Jung, where he talked about the dark self. It, once you're able to tap into that, I think this is what all these Helena Blavatsky and all these other people, you know, Aleister Crowley and all these people were into, where they talk about once you're able to really harness your subconscious and able to tap into your dark self, it will reveal to you the nature of everything. It will, and they believe that there's another belief as well that you can be so evil in order to be divine, right? You get to this level of evilness where you're divine. And it goes back to the history of King James, right? The one who authorized the translation for the King James Bible. He wrote this book, Daemonology. And there's three books and it's a dialogue. The last book talks about how the use of demons, and he talked about werewolves, vampires, witches, all this stuff in this book in the 1500s. And the last book, he talks about how the use of demons is, it further glorifies God. Wait, it is like, wait a minute, what? You know, like he was kind of sympathizing with the witches and all these people and writing this book to educate the public on these things and the way that demons would appear to people and all these different occult things that he was an elite, right? He was a king. He was a prince. And he wrote a book almost kind of like, hey, no, the use of these things are just to further glorify God. And they only act under God's will. And I'm like, I'm just sitting here and I go, how many people don't understand the history behind things that they use, such as the King James Version of the Bible, which there are other questionable things, right? Where I feel that the quote unquote magician that is really pulling the strings, I feel that his stage gets bigger and bigger the more resources he has. You know, we have the internet with that was the business is booming, right? It's he's getting his message out. And I think that these ancient scriptures that people nowadays take for literal, right? Literal in the literal sense. I think that some of these texts had ulterior motives, right? And they just put this facade over it. Like, no, it's just a story of a certain guy, right? He was the son of God, whoever that is, right? And it's like, I think that if you dedicate time and energy to that, I think you're further taking that intention along, right? Even if you don't truly mean to do it. But I think that, like I said, it's some sort of neurolinguistic fight. I did this episode a while back where I said the war for our minds. I think that's because attention is a commodity now, bro. You know, data is a commodity. You know, you got these companies selling our data to who knows who for billions of dollars. Right. Like I said, I think our energy is being mined in some sort of way. And as long as it's that lower vibrational energy, I think that's the the energy that they, you know, thrive off the most. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And you were mentioning about how, you know, data is everything these days, and our data is mined, and, you know, people pay for that shit. And AI is in control of everything, basically, behind all of that. It's even control of the censorship. You know, it scans what people are saying on YouTube, on Facebook. It sometimes I think it's reading our fucking minds on Facebook. Some of the things that, you know, I'll scroll back and be like, I was just thinking about, did I say that? Yeah. I don't know. You know, there's some crazy stuff going on with AI. And, you know, we were just talking about the advancements, how, you know, things are always ahead of what they're telling us. Do you think that there's possible that AI's already become kind of sentient in a way? Is it in control of a lot more than we think or possibly have ever thought that it could be in control of?
It's funny you mentioned that. I just had an episode with Ryan Burns on two episodes ago, and we talked about that, about what these guys aren't saying that they're seeing on these black screens, right? How much are they letting us know? Sorry, my bad. How much are they letting us know of what they're actually seeing, right? How much are they letting the public know? I believe it was the Pentagon not too long ago came out saying that they have technology where they're able to see events happen, quote unquote, days in advance, right? Through these algorithms. How many days are we talking about? Are we talking about 2 days, 3 days, 30 days, 60 days?
It's like 120? That Tom Cruise movie. I forget the name of it.
You know what I mean? Like, how many days are we talking? Because I think that's where it's gotten to, where it's almost like this sort of scrying mirror, if you will, where they're able to look into the future. Like I mentioned about the computers. Oh, it's 10,000 years faster. Well, how do you know, bro? How many, you talk about NASA, and I'm a NASA fan, unfortunately. I don't subscribe to Flat Earth, but but I love the spaceships. And I think it's cool. And I was a big Elon Musk fan until just recently. because I think he's just, again, I think he is some puppet that they're using to, and I thought he was different, but he's no different than all the others. But
man, doesn't it suck like having all your heroes like go down the tubes as you become more awakened? It's more like, goddamn, well, him too.
But they bury themselves. The nail in the coffin for me with Elon Musk was the whole Bitcoin thing, right? When he was, you could clearly tell that he was messing with people. In particular, when he made people believe that Tesla sold their Bitcoin holdings and they really hadn't, and people just flipped out. You know, the market is emotional and it just flipped out. But then I remember in that one interview, that event that they did, it was the B word or something like that, where they talked about Bitcoin. I think that they do. Have you seen those pictures of Kid Cudi dressed up at the Grammys or something like that, where he looks like he's like in a dress?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. They do these humiliation rituals. And I think that was part of his, because Elon was like, hey, man, I don't want this to go down either. But when he said that, you could tell like in his face, like, I don't want it to go down either. You know, like maybe he was forced into doing that, how Kid Cudi maybe might have been forced to dress up as a woman, because you could tell in their face like, hey. But again, we know about these rituals that they do where, hey, even Pythagoras, right? Pythagoras, there was a ritual, some initiation where you couldn't talk for 5 years, 3 or 5 years. You couldn't say a damn word. You couldn't say anything. And if you said something, you couldn't be part of the secret club. And what's that guy that says it's a big club when we're not in it? I think that's 100% true, dude. I think it goes back to these ancient bloodlines where they're like, look at these guys. Look at who is it? Prince Andrew. What a goofy looking guy, man. You know what I mean? Like, look, you can't tell me that's not incest. Like they're going back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at them. They just look funny. The Rothschild guy, he looks like the guy.
That's total incest, man.
You know what I mean? But dude, we can't deny the fact, hemophiliacs, right? That was through what? Through inbreeding with their own families, and they would develop all these diseases and all these things.
Yeah, they were trying
to exactly. They were trying to keep the bloodline pure, and I think that it all goes back down to, I think, even before ancient Mesopotamia, because you know the Epic of Gilgamesh is one of the oldest literary works that we have. But even they were reinterpreting things that they heard before them. You know what I mean, like with the whole Anunnaki, and I love that story where maybe we are some sort of failed experiment.
Yeah, I mean, you can. Yeah, I think it could even go back to, you know, the Sumerian kings list, where these motherfuckers were living for thousands of years, you know. But there's definitely this divine right to rule that's still going on. And these royal bloodlines, like you said, that are 100% in control. And you were talking about, you were kind of praising DeSantos and what he's doing down there. And I'm wondering if, you know, I believe that you got to be a member of the club even to get into like a position of a governor. And I'm wondering, is he really doing, you know, is he bucking the system, or is he playing his part? Is he supposed to be bucking the system? Are there supposed to be at least a couple of states fighting this? I mean, because if all of them went along with it, like some weird fucking, you know, hive mind drone mentality, then that might send a few more red flags than usual. I don't know. I'm wondering how much of our reality is scripted to a T, because I know Biden's a weekend at Bernie's dead motherfucking president. I know he's, you know, most of his appearances aren't real. I know that most of what we're seeing on the media is all scripted and faked. So how much of this narrative of back and forth?
Your mic cut out again, bro.
Hold on.
They're on to us. You see that?
They keep cutting me off. So I'm wondering how much of this good guy, bad guy narrative between, you know, different governors and personalities is real or scripted, you know?
I think, again, and unfortunately, how you said all your heroes go out. I think it's the same, you know, two sides of the same coin. And we can't deny these are facts that DeSantis probably has some interest in these COVID treatments that he's pushing. One of them in particular being Regeneron, I believe. He probably owns stock in that company, bro.
Yeah.
So all this push for, oh yeah, you know, get the vaccines, you know, out of here, da da da, and take all these other treatments. You don't think that when Jerome Powell goes on there to talk about the economy, he's not texting his lizard friends and being like, hey.
Well, here's the thing. Do they even know that they're, are they just a pawns in the game? Do they think they're fighting the good fight when they're really being used for a certain narrative, right?
Maybe he's an NPC. Maybe he's there to fill in the void. I feel like there's some people like that in this world. Have you ever noticed? Yeah. And especially as of lately with TikTok and all these other outlets, these videos of people kind of glitching out, like, hello, 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 sir. Like, I was like, wait a minute, what the, you know what I mean? It's like,
there's some strange stuff, man.
What's the movie with Jim Carrey? I forgot the name. Jeez, I'm drawing a blank. The one where he's the Truman Show, where is scripted and he is just some experiment. Again, these movies that they put out, if you pay attention to the symbolism, they put them out for a reason. It's not only does it make a good story, but they're talking to you on it. Like, you feel a certain way. If, again, this is me now, because back then I would watch a movie and the symbolism would just go just right over my head. I'd be like Joe Biden, have no idea whatsoever what's going on. But now I watch a movie and I go, oh, this is probably symbolic, because everything is going to be given to you on a silver platter. It's going to be hidden, right? That's what a cult means. You have to dig and you have to go through. And I believe that, I think that the majority of people aren't really awakened to maybe how me and you, right? Because we have the upper hand. We do these shows on a regular. We talk about conspiracies and we talk about spiritual. So we're a little bit a different breed than your regular Joe. But, you know, I think that when that's why they put these movies out, because, yeah. But again, back to the point, I think that they're all in bed together, bro. Even Trump, dude. Trump was doing some shady stuff too. You know, he was putting people in positions
100%.
Where it's like, hey, maybe you're not part of that certain circle, but you're still part of the circle in a way. And unfortunately, bro, we've gotten to the point to where we just got to pick the lesser of the two evils type. And I know it sounds messed up, but unfortunately, that's where we're at. And I think that, you know how fears are passed down genetically, right? Where if you have a chicken and if you flash different shapes above its head, it won't do anything. But once you flash a shape of an eagle over its head, it freaks out. I think as humans, we've passed down these ideas through our bloodlines and our genes and our DNA. I think that the Akashic records might be our DNA, right? Or we're able to tap into something.
Right.
But I think that this idea that we've always needed this king or head of the state has always been ingrained in us. If you really think about it, because it just goes back, you know, tribes have the head of the tribe, the alpha, right? You have the kings and queens that rule society. And I think that it's just been ingrained in us to be able to depend on some, on a government system, almost like some embryo. And unfortunately, they get infiltrated and they may look like they're putting us down the right path, but in reality, they're not. And I think DeSantis is just another one of them, dude, to be honest.
It's like generational psychological abuse on a mass scale, you know?
If you really think about it, yeah, dude. Yeah. And it goes back to that fear that they implant in you, and these ideas that just ever since you were little, you know, I pass it down to my kids and my kids pass it down to theirs. Even if it gets little, you know, smaller and smaller and smaller, but it's still there. And I think that's why people worship these political parties and these people in power, even celebrities, bro. You know, there's people who worship celebrities. Like what happened with Astro? What are your thoughts on Astro World, bro? And Travis Scott, do you think that was a satanic ritual or what?
So this one won't be able to go up on YouTube because we've been talking some heavy stuff anyway. Oh, man. But that's okay. You fuck YouTube anyway. But what I think about the whole Travis Scott thing, I don't know. I think there was definitely some nefarious dealings going on a grand scale. And personally, I'm going to say that it could have been, I don't know for sure, but it could have been a test run for these jabs, for frequencies, for a frequency test that could affect some of the particulates that they're using in these jabs that respond to certain frequencies. And that's just, you know, a possibility, you know?
Yeah. And what are your thoughts on, saw Jack, was it the guy from Twitter, Jack Dorsey, stepping down? Was he in the flight logs with Epstein?
He probably was. I couldn't tell you for sure, but
maybe it's got
something
to do with
that,
because I saw the Epstein the trial. Sorry, I think today, supposedly, right? Because we don't even know if she's in jail or not. We haven't seen any pictures of her in jail. We don't even know where she's at. They're not allowed to film it, right? They're only supposedly out audio, but let's, you know, if we're not going to be on YouTube, let's talk about the fact that when coronavirus started up, it started right when this shit came out, right? When this stuff came out that they were talking about it, that just popped off out of nowhere, dude. And everybody stopped talking about it.
Well, it's distraction on top of distraction. It's like an onion. You keep peeling layers and layers and it gets deeper and deeper. You know, there's theories that this whole thing is another distraction for a huge cataclysm that's on the horizon that they can't control because it's due to, like, you know, cosmic conditions, grand solar minimum or something. That's a natural occurrence every few hundred or thousand years that they're trying to cover up, that they don't want people to know about. So they're trying to hold the control as much as possible. You know, that's one of the biggest theories of a PSYOP on top of PSYOP, but who knows? You know, I think that there's no way to tell what the real situation is until, you know, so if it happens. But I think that right now it's falling apart. Whatever they're trying to cover up, whatever they're trying to do, it's falling apart in front of their eyes. And I don't think they can keep it going for too much longer. And I think more and more every day people are waking up to it, smelling the roses, coming around, listening to podcasts like this, forming their own opinions, and standing up and saying, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to get another fucking booster. Fuck you. No, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing what you're telling me with this. This is all bullshit. So I have hope that will continue. And if that continues, it will continue to fall apart. And, you know, maybe we could start building our own systems on top of this crumbled, you know, system that will fall apart eventually. That's what I'm hoping. To close out tonight, I want to go deeper a little bit into what you were saying about NPCs and, you know, the possibility that, you know, we could just have husks of people that are, you know, NPCs walking around. But not only that, you mentioned a lot of people online, maybe up to 70% I've heard could be like fake profiles, and that's kind of creepy. And then on top of that, we've got the metaverse coming out, Zuckerberg's new pet project, which seems like it's going to be some kind of Ready Player One reality that we get to live in and never leave and be happy and own nothing, just like Uncle Klaus Schwab said. says. But, you know, what do you think about our future in that respect? And at the same time, seeing that we do have a great portion of the population waking up to some of the agendas, you know, how do you see our future coming?
I think that the internet goes way back, and the origins of the people behind the internet are a cult again. Who attributed to the modern day computer was trying to summon Satan through blood rituals using technology. Right. Charles Babbage, the guy who made coding, he talked about how our thoughts affect reality. These are people who we attribute all these great works, you know, the internet, the computer, who had other, again, how I mentioned earlier, ulterior motives behind the fact. And a lot of them practice certain rituals because they believe that through these rituals, they were able to further their studies and knowledge, if you will, right? With these maybe workings with certain entities, right? Who knows? Baphomet, right? We know about Baphomet and all these other different, I think there's a lot of versions of Baphomet just all throughout history. But we go back to the symbolism, right? We're talking about the metaverse. The internet, I think, is this other realm where it's got, I don't know if you've looked into, I forgot the YouTube channel. I think it's All One or something like that, where he talks about the dead internet theory, where there is, you know, trash on the internet, all these dead hyperlinks and all these, and the Google searches, it tells you billions, but there's only like 30 pages of it and certain things like that, where they kind of inflate it. And I think it's, again, this facade where they make it, they want to make it seem something like it's not. And I do believe, I think like 98% of the trading on the markets is robots. Again, the algorithms, these bots. And I want to say that on the internet, there is, I've seen it on Reddit where you have these people talking nonsense, bro. I like to think that these people aren't real because how stupid that they sound and how delusional they sound. So I like to think that they are bots. And again, it goes back to that whole reptilian agenda where they will infiltrate and use things like how the skinwalker calls you in with the cries of a baby or through the forms of a person asking for help. I think it's the same thing where they'll put these things in there to infiltrate, to stir the hive's nest, right? And, you know, let's put all these fake people on the internet. You know, how you mentioned social media, a large percentage of those profiles are fake. If you will, maybe is it other countries trying to infiltrate it? Is it some sort of AI that is on the loose on the internet, if you will? Some sort of demonic AI that's just going around just wrecking havoc or something like that, right? I've talked about that before. But I do feel that some people are put on this world to fill in some empty space because just how the observer effect, right? Atoms of act differently when you're looking at them versus when you're not. And we're almost in like this Grand Theft Auto where you see the map loading as you're running, right? Maybe that's how it is. And these people are just there to interact with you on the way, like the free guy, bro. They're all in there. They have their own lives, but they are empty inside. You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, and the whole metaverse thing, again, the symbolism, they want to put us in this virtual reality where they can control us more. And Elon Musk talked about this, where we're going to get to a point in our lives where we're not going to be able to discern of virtual reality from real life. And I don't know if you knew, but in 2009, when Elon Musk came out saying that we were in some sort of virtual reality, that the chances were like 1 in a billion or something like that, Bank of America, out of all the lizards, right, they came out and they put out an official report. You can Google this. And they said that there, you know, pretty much don't panic, but there is a 30 to 50% chance that we are in some sort of computer simulation.
Right. Yeah.
Almost like, hey, we might be in some sort of simulation, but keep paying your credit cards and your money and your fake Monopoly money on time and all these interest. This is all made up, right? This is just some game. But hey, yeah, there's a 30, 50% chance that you are in some simulation, but just keep calm, guys. Just keep calm. You know, why would they even like, the whole QAnon stuff, if it's fake, why do you even acknowledge it? You know, what happened to the emails, Hillary? What happened to all those? We don't talk about that anymore, right? We don't talk about those emails. Like, all these things that, like, if it's not true, then why are you making such a fuss about it, right? Why even give it time and energy? And I think that we are onto something, and they just, they just don't know where to dark, bro. And I think that once they get us into this, imagine a mix between Neuralink and Metaverse, bro. How crazy that would be. We have Elon Musk and the lizard. He's an android, bro. Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so 100%. Weird, bro. And then the baby race. Have you seen all those memes with the baby race? The sweet baby race.
Yes, that's great.
But I think they want to pin us there, bro. And they once they have us there, I think it's going to be too late. And I think the people who are just going to jump in, how they did with the jabs, right? You know, whatever you got to do, right? Because they'll sell it, bro. I think they're going to sell it just like that. That's one of my conspiracy theories, where they want to make this world so bad. Like, hey, you're going to be sick, you know, if you don't take all these jabs. You know, what better way than just to stay at home and just log into the metaverse, bro?
Yes,
just tap in. Exactly. You don't got to worry about Corona. They have all these controllers. They have these haptic feedback sensors, and it feels like you're holding things. It's going to be like the Avatar. He would rather be in that alien body than
you got that crotch inlay.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. You got the Blowmaster 3000. I got it in the closet, bro. That's exactly how it's going to be. It's going to draw people in.
Yeah.
And by the time you know it, bro, it's going to be too late, and we're going to be fucked. But again, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. Maybe a couple of years from now, we'll be having a laugh when they come out and say, hey, you know, we were wrong this whole time and da 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 and all the and Alex Jones is right again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. There's always going to be something to look forward to, something to talk about. Juan, man, that was awesome. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. I'd love for you to come back on again in the future. We've always got some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for having me on. I had a great time. And like you said, whenever you want to have me on, just let me know, because we always find a way to dive down these rabbit holes. But I appreciate the opportunity, man.
Yeah, man. Before you head out, let everyone know where they can find the One-on-One podcast.
Find me anywhere on social media. I'm with the Lizards, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, I think, too, at the Juanahuan Podcast. And my website's thejuanahuanpodcast.com. If you ever want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me on there. And yeah, and you can find the podcast wherever you find your podcast at, Google, Apple, everywhere.
Sweet. Well, thank you again for coming on, man. That was great. And we will definitely talk again in the future. And until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening. We're going to talk again tomorrow.